A good news reflection for Friday of the 26th week of Ordinary Time. Today's theme, Can You Hear God's Voice in the Storm? In today's first reading from Job chapter 38, verses 1 and 12 through 21, and chapter 40, verses 3 through 5, we hear God speaking to Job out of the storm. Think of a storm that's raging in your life right now. Have you been able to hear God's voice in it? Today's scriptures are that voice. What is he saying to you? He told Job, "What are you worried about? I am still in charge of your life." Job had been thinking that God was letting things get out of control. We often feel that way too, don't we? We say by our actions and by our words, "God, you're late. This problem should have been fixed by now. I'd better explain to you what you should do so that we can get this finished in a more timely manner." And God replies, "Tell me, if you know all, which is the way to the dwelling place of light, and where is the abode of darkness? Do you really know how to obtain good instead of bad?" And then God gets a little sarcastic. "Oh yeah, of course you do. You were born before I created light and dark. You're so old." Job, humbled by the reminder of his inadequacies compared to the greatness of God, speaks for all of us when he says, "All right, I'll shut up. I'll even put my hand over my mouth." To hear God speak in the storm, we have to repent of our prideful assumption that we know the right way to end our troubles. We must acknowledge that God truly is in charge, even if it doesn't seem so, and that his timing is always perfect, even when we think he's late. Today's responsorial psalm, chapter 139, verses 1 through 3, 7 through 10, and 13 through 14, remind us that God can be trusted because of one big reason. He knows us better than we know ourselves. Therefore, his guidance and his timing are much better than our own. We can be certain that he cares about us because he formed our innermost being, our souls, and our bodies, which he knit in our mother's wombs. He loved us even before we were born. He made us wonderfully. Did you hear that? He made you to be one of his wonderful works. Do you think he'd ruin one of his masterpieces? The gospel reading taken from Luke chapter 10, verses 13 through 16, is God's voice in the storm saying, "Don't forget how I've helped you before. Of course I'll help you again." If we only look at our problems and neglect to spend time recollecting what he's done for us in the past, it's easy to distrust him. This kind of faith is no faith, and it leads to destruction, just like what happened to Capernaum. Capernaum was an important, busy town when Jesus taught the good news there. Today, the little towns of Bethlehem and Nazareth continue to thrive, but Capernaum has been lost to the realm of death. God is taking very good care of you. Listen for his voice. This reflection was published by Good News Ministries of GNM.org, made possible by donors who support our mission of changing hearts for Christ. This and many other Catholic faith-building resources are available on our websites and can be delivered to you on your digital devices. Visit us on GNM.org today. God bless you with his abundant love.